Welcome to Murundoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murundoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
It's here again! Republic Bank's Deal on Wheels is here again. Get your new vehicle today with up to 100% financing, same day approvals, reduced interest rates, and up to 10 years to repay. Plus, three lucky customers get each win payment of their comprehensive insurance up to $250,000. Don't miss out. Call, come in, or apply online today for the best deal on wheels at
Republic Bank. We're the one for you.
Hey, Scratch players, it's here, our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes, for only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So, buy a ticket today, and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Try composting and help to reduce waste. Compost is highly nutrient-rich and suitable for use in your garden. You can have a compost tip or bin in your backyard to throw your fruits and vegetable peels, eggshells, and tea bags. This ultimately helps to reduce the amount of waste reaching the landfill. Together, we can pick it up, Guyana.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
All humans are entrepreneurs. It is coded in our human DNA. And that's why the Small Business Bureau is here to make what's natural a reality. With services tailored to meet the needs of startups or existing businesses, like access to finance, business training, business resource center, business coaching, and many others. Visit the Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship.
In our last episode, Denzel called Kavita to wish her a happy 16th birthday, not yet knowing that she was in fact only 14. He invited her on a date, and she wanted to be in a private place with him, but he said no and wanted her to tell Mala about their relationship, but she refused. Mala entered and advised Kavita to take her time in getting a boyfriend and having sex. Kavita's response was that her friends were already doing it. When Mala told Anil, he tried to talk to her, but she rudely left the room. He insisted that they get firm with Kavita and decided to have her help the next day as a volunteer at the cleanup campaign. Later, on the date, Kavita surprised Denzel with a kiss, and when he said they should no longer be alone, she angrily left. As we return, it's Emancipation Day and Kavita is on the phone.
Denzel, that's why you called this early morning? To tell me happy emancipation? Boy, look, don't call me again until you're ready to make our relationship official. You already spoiled my birthday. You're a punk. Bye. What?
It's me, sis. Could I come in?
Whatever.
Hey.
What you want, Kimal? It's too early.
I was wondering if we could talk.
I don't want to be bothered.
I was wondering if you're coming to the community center today.
For what?
Remember at the last youth meeting that we decided that we're going to be responsible for the cleanup from the emancipation activities? And we're going to be encouraging other young people to join us.
I don't really care about that stuff. I don't belong to this village, so I don't really care about what goes on here.
Sis, whether we like it or not, we live in Murundoy, I know. We should be helping with the village activities however we can.
Gosh, you sound just like...
Who?
Mommy. Anyway, I'm not going to help with no cleanup or anything today, but you have fun.
So you're not going out at all?
I'm supposed to be grounded, remember?
Look, I know you've been sneaking out.
Yes, so you're going to tell Mommy.
Honestly, I'm tired hearing you two fighting. But where's be going?
You think it's funny to be locked up in a house with people you don't like whole day?
Wow.
I can't stand Annie and I don't like Mommy.
Look.
Mina is the only one I love, but she's just a baby and she can't talk yet.
I should be setting a good example for her as a big sister.
She will grow up and learn that our mother was a stripper.
Okay.
The hypocrisy with Mommy is too much. Then she has her husband trying to get me involved in things. Imagine he wants me to go out and help out in the village. They have a village council for that. I am sure that will count as child abuse.
Seriously, Kavita?
I swear I can't wait until Daddy come back. I can't stand this house. I can't stand this village. I can't stand these people. Just a bunch of idiots.
You really should give Mommy a chance.
Too late.
That is our mother, whether you like it or not.
I don't like it. But I guess there is nothing I can do to change that.
Maybe if you got involved with more village activities, you wouldn't be so unhappy.
Look, you're done talking? Just get out my room and leave me alone.
Okay.
Enjoy going and clean up other people's mess today.
I'm sure I will.
Ugh, I hate this place. I just hate it. I hate it. I just want my daddy back. God, please, let daddy be okay so I could go home. Please, I really hate it here.
Ignatius, I really didn't expect to see all these people here. I think this is one of the biggest emancipation in Morundi.
Yeah, Shelly babes, pretty impressive. And you notice young people picking up the garbage while the activities are going on?
Yeah, it is nice. Oh gosh, look, my son came out.
He's quite a tall young man.
Yeah, both of them tall.
Well, they certainly didn't get it from Marlo.
Nah, their father's over 6 feet.
Oh, how old are they?
They just turned 14.
Really? I could have sworn that young man was at least 17, 18.
Yeah, and them children just looking big these days. I swear it's the hormones in them chicken.
Well.
Yeah, so just the men them getting themselves in that kind of trouble these days. Because they got some little girls who looking big and want to play fast.
As a man, you're supposed to know a child no matter how big they look.
Tell them pedophiles though. Anyways, I'm going to look for two conky here coming back.
All right, I stay right in this spot.
Okay, babes.
Ignatius Thomas.
Simon DeFretas.
Enjoying the festivities?
As you can see.
A lot of people out here today, man.
Yes, I think it reflects people's feelings about how things are going on in this village. They have a good village chairman and deputy, and they are motivated.
Actually, I'm conducting a survey about how people feel about the progress Marunda is making or lack thereof. You'd be surprised at some of the answers I've got.
Amuse me.
Well, of course Sunny Singh has his supporters, but even some of them are not pleased with the lack of progress. I mean, you must admit, very little has been done since Sunny became village chairman. And as for his deputy, I suppose she will be even more absent now that she's married.
Well, we all know you have your own agenda.
I had to correct a lot of people.
How?
Well, many of the complaints were about streetlights not working, potholes in the streets, and even the infrequency garbage is picked up. Some jumped to say it was the government that wasn't doing things for the village, but I had to correct them and remind them that it is the village council that is responsible for those affairs.
I'm sure you were happy to do that.
Of course. You see, a lot of villagers don't know that they could put pressure on these councillors.
Simon, you can't stand there with a straight face and say that the council is doing nothing. You have your own agenda.
My agenda is for the people. In order for the local government to work, the people must exercise their full power. Get jokers like Sunny and Monique.
Who is Monique?
Whatever Dinah's granddaughter's name is.
Unique.
She's the perfect example of why young, naive people should not be elected.
You're a madman. The amount of work that young woman has done since she took office is admirable.
What has she done?
She is mobilizing the youth. She actually got them interested and involved in village affairs. Who do you think is responsible for them being here today?
I beg to differ.
You know what, Simon? People like you are a threat to progress.
I am impartial.
No. You got your own motives because you want to get on that council. But the people in this village will never elect you with your reputation.
I'm working on cleaning that up. Soon I will be a married man.
I feel sorry for Pepper. She knows not what she's doing.
You sound bitter, Ignatius.
You know what? Just get from here. I come to enjoy the little emancipation celebrations, and you ain't going to spoil it for me.
There's one, miss.
Hi, Shirley.
Where Pepper?
Somewhere around.
Oh. Look the kind of key on.
Thanks, babe.
Shirley, I'm conducting a survey.
Look, just move on, Simon, move!
What's the survey about?
I was wondering about what your thoughts are about the progress we're making in Murundoy, or lack thereof.
Like Satan sent you today? Today of all days? This what you're using this holy emancipation celebration for?
It is the perfect day because so many people came out.
Look, you're not gonna know.
Babes, you don't have to entertain this man.
Just state your opinion. I'm putting together some data.
I think we're making progress. I like the village chairman and he inspires me.
Okay.
Enjoy the rest of the day, Simon.
You too.
He just really upset me.
You didn't have to answer him.
Holy gun.
Yeah, forgot about him. Hello, Shelly, baby.
What?
You look so hot in this outfit. The way the dress is clean to your body.
Stop.
I'm happy we're back in a good place, babes.
Yeah, and I'm glad we're going to the counseling.
And it's working?
Yes.
Ah, I love you, babes.
Hi, Kimon.
Hi, Michelle.
You're working hard, son?
Yeah, a bunch of us are from the youth group keeping things clean.
Mm-hmm. This is nice.
Yes, son. You all are doing a fine job.
Thanks, Mr. Thomas.
Where's sister there, boy?
She didn't want to come.
Oh.
Anyway, I got to get going.
Your mother here?
She's actually going to bring me out when the place gets cool.
Oh, all right.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right.
Such a polite young man.
Not like your sister.
What about her?
You know that always got a good twin and a not so good one? Marla called me steady to complain about Kavita. You know the little girl asked Marla about having sex the other day?
What? Didn't you say they are just 14?
Yep. Birthday was just a couple days ago.
Oh, Molly really got her work cut out for her.
She really does. Guess them is the challenges that comes with having children.
Yeah. You okay?
It's just, sometimes I just think I would do anything to exchange with Molly, you know? Even if it's like a day.
Why?
Just for the experience of having children.
Oh.
Yeah, I wish.
Listen, we could work on something. If there is one wish I could grant you, it would be that. I want you to be happy.
You know the libation last night when I closed my eyes? I was praying in my heart that some miracle would happen and I would get a child. Yeah.
Well, you never know, babes. It might just happen. You never know.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Did you know that you are entitled to quality health care, regardless of your age, race, nationality, religion, gender identity, sexual orientation, or lifestyle? As a patient, you are to be served with courtesy, dignity, and compassion, and receive information about your health and treatment. Unless required, your medical records should remain confidential. Comforting Hearts, Family Awareness, Consciousness Togetherness Fact, and United Bricklayers have provided psychosocial support to Region 6 for the past 20 years and remain committed to having you actively participate in decisions regarding your health. You also have a responsibility to be truthful about your health status, remain respectful to those who are working hard to help you, and comply with your treatment. For more about your patient's rights and responsibilities, please contact Comforting Hearts on 333-4722 or their office at 616 Kohlberg Street, New Amsterdam, or FACT on 335-3889 or their office at 7283 No. 78 Caverton, Burbies, or United Bricklayers on 333-2483, 333-3322 or their office at 25 Charles Place, New Amsterdam. Your health is yours. Handle with care. Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Ghana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.